Minister, I know parents and Board of Management have written to you from St Union's National School in the town in Riffle. There's a number of children that have a full diagnosis. They need an ASD classroom. There is a spare class in the school. The Board of Management want to have an ASD classroom. This year, we've seen the terrible situation where a child had to leave the school in their catchment area because there was no ASD classroom in it. These children, all three that I've spoke about so far, have siblings in the school. They're seeing one child being bussed off outside the catchment area and others then going to the school within their catchment area. This discrimination needs to end. The classroom's there. I'm asking you to sanction an ASD room staff.
Thank you, Deputy, for your question. I think in the first instance, it's important to stress that education is a right in the Constitution, which has just been mentioned here, obviously for children with additional needs as well. What the state endeavours to do in the first instance is to get a place, an appropriate placement for a child with additional needs. Sometimes they have to travel, and that's not desirable, and it's always something that we endeavour to do, to provide that appropriate placement for the child in its locality. I do understand that St Junan's did put in an application, and I do appreciate the effort of the Board of Management in relation to that. And what I'm saying to you this evening is that what the NCSE, and I have questioned the NCSE in relation to it, because obviously as Minister for Special Education, I very much welcome the initiative of a school who wants to open a special class when sometimes we have to use the legislation to compel a school to do so. So I certainly welcome their initiative. What the NCSE are saying to me is that there is sufficient capacity in the near environs of that particular school. They say that the Scolvrida Convoy has one place available, Dromore National School has five places available, and St. Baheen's National School in St. Johnson has two places available. So they're not saying no, but they're saying no right now. And I think that it's something in the future that will be welcomed.
Right now is that a child had to leave that school and now going outside the catchment area. Their siblings are still at the school. In September, another child who has a full diagnosis of ASD with two siblings in that school will have to be separated from the rest of his or her brothers and sisters. And next year, in September 2024, the same will happen again with a new child that has already got a full diagnosis. Minister, the classroom is there. There is no capital works. They have a sensory room. They have the toilets right outside the classroom. They have sensory garden. This is an inclusive school. They need the staff. They need the sanction. It is cruel in this day and age when we have a school and a Board of Management willing to keep families together to make sure that there's an inclusive education setting. And I'm asking you to relook at this again. I know there's other capacity, but there's an issue here of splitting families and discrimination against these children who can't go to school in their catchment when all the parents want it, all the staff wanted, the Board of Management wanted. There's no capital works required. It's a staffing issue.
Thank you, Deputy.
Think it's something that can be resolved.
Literally, Minister, final word.
Yeah, I mean, the NCC have confirmed to me that there are a total of 8 special class places in the close proximity of St Junan's. But I have heard what you have said. And as I say, I do think that in the future it is something that could be looked at.
Thank you very much.